Support for this episode of Pwned and the following message come from New Harbor Security. New Harbor Security is your end-to-end provider of security services and security solutions. If you're looking for smart security solutions and services for your business, visit us at www.newharborsecurity.com. In 1943, during World War II, the Allied forces began to plan their invasion of Europe and reclaim the territory from German occupation. The challenge at the time was that the German army was deeply entrenched along the coastline, and there were no obvious spots where to successfully start the invasion from. In an attempt to mitigate the risk of Allied forces being overrun during an invasion attempt, the Allied commanders created Operation Fortitude in preparation for the invasion. Operation Fortitude was split into two parts, Fortitude South and Fortitude North. Fortitude North was a planned invasion of Norway. Fortitude South was a planned invasion of Calais, France. Now, Calais was an obvious and expected invasion site because of his short distance from England to France over the English Channel. However, the Allied plan and the purpose of Operation Fortitude was actually to divert German forces away from the actual invasion site, which was Normandy. Each attack site for Fortitude North and Fortitude South was staffed by a fake army called the 1st United States Army Group. To make it appear like it was a real army group, the U.S. went through excruciating detail to create the appearance that a real and significant force was forming at both of these locations to give the German army the appearance that an attack was imminent. The Allied forces did such a good job of creating the deception that the attack was to occur anytime, the German leadership assigned their best field marshals to defend Calais, France against the army that was amassing at the Fortitude South location. On June 6, 1944, the Allied forces invaded Normandy. But still, the German army was so sure that an invasion was to happen in the northern territory of Norway and at Calais, France, they left their troops encamped there waiting for an attack, an invasion that would never happen. The result was that the Allied forces were successful in Normandy, but the German army did have a chance and an opportunity to reinforce Normandy with the troops at Calais, but chose not to do so because they were so convinced that a second and third attack was going to occur in both Norway and Calais. Deception techniques such as these have been part of our history for a long time. Most of these operations have been classified and not released to the public. However, deception techniques such as these, defensively and offensively, are used within our security industry today. Hey, it's Justin. We're going to be diving into this one and more on this week's episode of Pwned. This is Pwned, a weekly show about questions I hear from security professionals and my peers from the industry. Each week, I'll pick one question or great conversation I had during the previous week and recap it here. I'll cover a variety of different topics from security frameworks to security technologies, best practices, and how-tos. Now let's get into the topic of election security. Today's question actually comes from the Associated Press, whom I talked with a few weeks ago on the topic of election security. As a starting point, let's define election security. So in the most simple terms, election security is the confidentiality, integrity, and availability of any single vote for the purposes of counting towards a popular election. Today, the responsibility for elections resides within the Secretary of State's office. The Secretary of State agency within any state government is a unique agency in that it tends to be an independent agency
sometimes the secretary of that agency is elected, sometimes it's appointed by the governor. What's also interesting about the agency is more often than not, that agency will also have its own independent information technology team. So as an example, the state may have their own CIO or CTO. The Secretary of State's agency will also have their own CIO that governs the information technology group for that agency. Now, anytime we talk about security of a system, it's important to understand the data flows of that system so that we can understand the security touch points of any place where data is being processed, transmitted, or stored. Since we're talking about voting, let's start from the beginning. So the first question is, where do you go to vote? Depending on the state in which you reside, voting locations is either a responsibility of the town which you reside, or in some states, it might be a county function. But in all cases, in order to vote, your name needs to be on the list. So if you show up at a voting location and your name's not on the list, you're not allowed to vote. That list is referred to as the voter registration database. In some states, any adds, edits, deletes is a state function. In other states, this happens at a county level, and changes are pushed up to a state-held master voter registration database. In many states, the voter registration database is comprised of data from the Department of Motor Vehicles, Health and Human Services, or other third-party systems. Some states also allow you to register online to vote. Other states offer same-day registration, while other states require you to register days in advance before the actual vote. All of these systems are interconnected and can be very complex to manage. But the one thing that's true is that if you show up on the day to vote and your name's not on the list, you're not going to be able to vote. So the second part of this is, now that your name is on the list, how do you actually cast your vote? And this varies from state to state and the technology involved at that state. However, in some cases, this could still be a paper vote tallied locally. In other cases, it could be a paper ballot fed into a machine that will digitally record the vote and perform automated tallying. Then in other cases, there's a fully digital vote where you walk up to a computer terminal and cast your vote in digital format. When it comes to tallying votes, I know that most states take this very, very seriously. They audit the machines that tally the votes, and they also follow generally accepted auditing standards to ensure integrity of the tallying system. Now, once all the votes have been tallied, the next step is to disseminate the results and report the results out to the public. This can occur through a variety of means. It can occur through a web portal. It can occur through social media. It can also occur through news outlets, television stations. Now, worth noting is that some of the systems used for tallying and reporting are maintained and managed by third parties or vendors that the state rely on to carry out this function. Now that we've gone through the high-level overview of how a vote is cast, there's a couple obvious places in the process where the voting process can be gamed. The first one is that you show up to vote but are not on the voter registration database list and are unable to vote. The second one is that you can vote, but your vote isn't recorded correctly. And then the third one is that you show up to vote, you can vote, your vote's recorded correctly, but it isn't reported correctly. Now, for the sake of time, I'll let you do the impact analysis of what would happen if any one of those three areas were gamed. Worth noting that as we did break down that process flow, is that there's a lot of interdependencies on other parts of the state in order to make the voting process a success. The first one is the voter registration database. This database is not maintained solely by the Secretary of State's office, and in most cases is an aggregation and input from various different systems to make up that voter registration database and can vary from state to state. In some cases where the Secretary of State's office does hold this list, they are not solely responsible for the security of the systems that comprise that list. The second one is that state government has a heavy reliance on vendors and third parties to maintain and host the systems. In some cases, those vendors offer cloud services and are actually custodians of state information. The third one is that the Secretary of State agency is an agency within the larger state government. The best way I would explain the Secretary of State agency and state government relationship would be the analogy of a house. The state government would be the house, and the Secretary of State's agency would be a room within the house. So any attack on any room within the house would mean that you would have to attack the house itself first in order to get to the room within the house. Our key takeaway here is that if you want to ensure the confidentiality, integrity, and availability of any one single vote, the responsibility for the voting process integrity spans the entire state government, not just the Secretary of State's office or agencies directly responsible for elections reporting. While election security has dominated our headlines for the last couple of years, there still have been no known successful attacks on our election system today. However, with the heightened awareness of election security, it's driven awareness to that multiple vulnerabilities exist within our election system today. But perhaps the deception is that we're so focused on where we think the attack will occur, we're overlooking other areas within the state that might be better targets to exploit and would more pervasively impact the state government and the citizens that it supports.
Thanks for listening to the show this week. If you want to learn more, listen to previous episodes, or snag some show notes, you can go to my website at justinfimlay.com, and you can reach me on the contact form, or you can direct message me on Twitter at justinfimlay. Please also subscribe to the show at Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. And please give us a 5-star rating, as your ratings help to make this show possible.